On Washington Football Team, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This is the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Good to have you with us. I'm Chris Russell, flying solo on this particular episode. David Harrison will return with a crossover Thursday edition of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast as we get you set for the Washington Football Team and the Las Vegas Raiders at Allegiant Stadium in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. On Sunday afternoon, just after 4 o'clock Eastern time, the 5-6 Washington football team looking for their fourth consecutive win. All right, coming up on this episode, we're going to catch up with my former partner, colleague on the Washington then Redskins broadcast team, Rick Doc Walker, Super Bowl champion, tight end. Long ago with the Washington Redskins, also the Cincinnati Bengals, longtime broadcaster, and just good all-around dude. You're going to love Doc if you've never heard him pontificate. That is coming up in just a couple of moments. But first, we have a major roster move on Tuesday after Joey Sly was hurt on Monday. We found out that he was going to miss the next at least several weeks with a hamstring pull, Ron Rivera saying that on Tuesday morning. And then later on in the day, we found out that Washington would be putting Sly on the reserve-slash-injured list, meaning he has to miss at least the next three games. And they signed Brian Johnson, who was just recently signed to the Chicago Bears practice squad after working in some NFL action, of course, this year with the New Orleans Saints. If you don't know the name, if you weren't watching the game, if you don't remember, I had to look this up. Brian Johnson did have a game-winning field goal for the New Orleans Saints in Seattle from 33 yards away with just under 2 minutes left in late October. So it's not like they're signing a guy who has no NFL experience. He doesn't have a lot. He's 8 of 8 in his career, which sounds good. The problem is he's 5 of 8 from extra point territory, which I still can't figure out, quite honestly. I cannot figure out at all in any way, shape, or form. But Johnson, a Virginia Tech product that makes now, let me see, Sly was from Virginia Tech. Chris Blewett wasn't from Virginia Tech. He was from Pitt, but he was from Northern Virginia. That's 4 place kickers this year, 2 from Virginia Tech. Johnson also played at Gonzaga High School in the Washington, D.C. area. So, I mean, he's got local roots written all over him. All right, so that's the roster move where Brian Johnson comes across and he will kick on Sunday. Now, what we want to do is take it to part one of my two-part conversation with Rick Doc Walker. We started talking about the 3-game winning streak. This team now winning 3 games in a row. We know where they are in terms of the Eastern, or should say the NFC seedings. We know what's potentially at stake if they beat Vegas. If Dallas loses, they could be playing for first place next Sunday at FedEx Field. What has been the biggest key for you turning around this 3-game winning streak here out of the break when they were given up pretty much for dead at 2-6?
Well, the stability with the offensive line, those guys have been disrespected all season. And they've had musical chairs, which means that they're so well coached that everybody expects the high picks to be good. But you win in this league when you draft from the 5th, 6th, 7th. And those guys like Rouye, now he's out in a third center, still playing Leno. All those guys, they mesh well. They're well coached. And now that they're given the opportunity to tee off on people and not pass block and be in empty sets, now it's football. And they seem to have the personality for it. And then when you add Landon Collins and what he has meant to the defense, now 55 and 52, they're in sync. They got a leader. And those guys are following the right way. And John Allen and those beasts up front have just been fantastic. And then Two Hill, Smith, when you look at Smith Williams and all these guys, that is plug and play. And they're playing the defense. They're not doing their own thing. And now it's starting to work. Now we're getting 29 back to being a football player. So this just is contagious. It's infectious. I've been 0-5 and ended up 8-8. I know what it feels like. I know what it looks like, and I like what I see.
Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl dude Rick Doc Walker with us here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Doc, so many times over the last three games, I've had the thought bubble of you down on the sideline and just going bananas at how they were running the ball and dominating the line of scrimmage and controlling the rock, controlling time of possession. Let me ask it to you this way. I had Jay Gruden on the show on Tuesday, and he thought they weren't using play action off of the run game as well as they could, and maybe that's the next evolution. Is that something you've seen as well?
Yeah, I think that you getting 82 back at tight end will enhance that. I think Heinicke has got to pull the ripcord. As good as he has played, I think he's either got a higher ceiling with his legs and more RPOs. He's got to threaten the defense. They can't defend him. But if he's sliding, he's playing now like trying not to get hurt, and that stinks to me.
Right.
He's got to pull the ripcord. His beauty is the fact that you can't match up with it. He's not the kid in Baltimore, but I tell you what, there's a lot of guys in the league that aren't him. And he's just got to pull that ripcord. Getting stuffed on those short yardage plays, he's got to pull that thing, man. You can't predetermine that you're not going to run. You got to read the defense and react.
And you're talking about a couple of those third and one situations, though, the one third and two, the one third and one from Monday night where he had, it seems a wide open lane to just pull it, like you said. And how much of that do you think is him either not seeing that somehow or, again, like what you're kind of alluding to is trying to protect himself so he can stay on the field?
Yeah, I mean, the Green Bay slide is too much sliding. Mm-hmm. Play football. He's in great shape. He's a hell of an athlete, like him a lot, but I want to love him. And I can't love him until he does what the elites do in this league, and that is make the plays. He's capable of it. In his own world, he's his own guy, and they support him. He's infectious. I love that. But this short sliding, I don't buy that.
You can listen to the Rick Doc Walker podcast, of course, that he does with – a couple of times a week with my pal Steve Solomon, helping him out. It's available on Patreon.com. Just go to Patreon.com/Doc Walker, and you can listen to the greatness of the good doctor. Solly, you keeping him in check? I mean, you know, now that I don't talk to him every day, Doc,
I can't spank him around. He's got four podcasts.
He's big time. You and I have one. Yeah. He's got four.
Yeah, he's got four. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. And again, just continuing on the theme of the tough physicality, all that, that offensive line. I've never been a huge Sheriff guy. I think he's a little bit overrated, whatever. Maybe I know I'm too tough on him, but.
No, you're not. Anybody wants $18 million, you can't be too tough on
him. Okay, all right.
I don't mind giving it to him, but you got to play up to it.
Yeah, he got beat on one of those third and ones last night to his outside, to his right shoulder in between the guard and the and then on the next play, we thought they had the fourth down, but he held. Not to beat up on him too much, but the opposite side of the line. Eric Flowers.
My favorite player.
And Charles Leno, I thought, got off to a rough start, and he's really come along. But Flowers has just been mauling people to death.
Yeah, he's vicious. I really like him. And when you lose the center, I mean, on the Larson, when you got going through your center, you're playing the third guy, that's coaching.
Yeah.
That means that Mascot is getting the job done. He's getting in their head, the way they train. I mean, we gave Callahan all the credit in the world, and he's a hell of a coach. So is this guy.
Yeah, John Mascot.
And he's proven in his work. You don't get judged by your all-pros. You get judged by the guys who come up and play in crunch. Those three tight ends, all of them have played and all have played well. Mm-hmm. That's another well-coached position. It's no secret to it. You can see it. The backs, multiple backs, all guys coming in, all productive. So they're being tutored at every position the right way. If you look at that, the quarterback position, you got a young man with limited experience who develops every game. And so you got to give those guys a lot of credit because we've seen poor coaches. They're fluttered all over the league, but not here. They got people who really know what the hell they're doing. And you can tell that by the reserves that come in and don't miss a beat.
That's a good point. They're already on center number four, place kicker number four on the year. Real quickly, one note. Did you notice anything good or bad out of Ismael, the center, when he had to come in for Schweitzer? I mean, because who knows what's going on. Did you notice anything bad?
Good? No, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fine. Everybody gets beat.
Yeah.
But he plug and play. And now the snaps, all he's got to do is get the quarterback the ball.
Right.
His number one thing to me ain't blocking. It's getting the quarterback the ball.
And he struggled at times with that in camp and in practices. Yeah. So that's something to keep an eye on.
He got it. He got it done. And he'll even be better based on his injury. But whomever goes in there now, I don't worry about depth. That's a clear sign of development. They're not only selecting people like Bates who can play, getting young guys in, plug and play, but they get better. So they're developing. I mean, my boy from Chile is out there getting snapped going. So they're developing. Hopefully he won't have to play for the next month or so. But at least if he does, you know he can. And, man, that they deserve a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, that's Samus Reyes. So, and you've touched on obviously the tight ends, both, you know, all three of them, Thomas, Bates, and Reyes. So I'm curious from your perspective, because you played the position, obviously, you know it so well. Is this a situation where do you think right now they're better in personnel in 12, in 11? Do you want to see a little bit more 13, meaning three tight end, instead of bringing in the jumbo extra offensive line like Sadiq Charles? Because they
I do, but that's up to, to Coach Turner.
Right.
He knows them better than I do.
Yeah.
He's got to do, but what he's got to do is not be predictable.
Mm-hmm.
And his asset is Ford's legs.
Mm-hmm.
So if I got him, I got to threaten you with that. I can't let you swallow up my backs. They treated him like he was Mark Griffin.
Yeah.
No. He's closer to RG3. Let him get out there and be a threat, you know, on the edge and utilize his legs. That boy can run, and he knows how to do it. Mm-hmm. He's not just fast. He's athletic. So he can make a guy miss. That throw to Bates last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Man, you can't make that up. You can't practice that.
On the fourth down and three, absolutely. Yeah. Antonio Gibson, Doc, did you notice anything different about his running style last night Monday night, where he had 29 carries, career high, seven more receptions, so 36 total touches. Did you notice anything different, or was he just lucky? How did you kind of read that out?
No. Again, if he holds on to the ball, I'm going with him. Otherwise, 41 would be my guy.
Okay.
But as long as 24
one more fumble, you would bench him for like longer than.
And I'm like Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make it a point to you. We don't turn the ball over. It's not a casual thing for us.
Right.
Quarterbacks and running backs, it's critical. Can't get the quarterback out, but I can damn sure replace backs.
All right, once again, that is my pal Rick Doc Walker, Super Bowl champion, longtime broadcaster in the Washington, D.C. area. You can check out Doc's podcast, again, patreon.com/DocWalker. When we return, part two, we'll talk a little bit more about Antonio Gibson and what Doc would do, and as well the defense and the legendary Sam Huff. All right, guys, Bet Online has you covered with all season. More props, odds, lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website. Sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus from basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available in 2021. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thanks for making the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast your first listen each and every day. I'm Chris Russell, flying solo. David Harrison back with a crossover edition of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast on the next edition, and then we'll reconvene for final game preview on this very quick week with the Washington Football Team riding a 3-game winning streak. All right, let's do this. Part two of our conversation with the great Rick Doc Walker. Right here on LOWFT. What about him running out of bounds again for a second consecutive game?
Well, that's 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
That would cost you time with me.
Okay. Because that happened so late, obviously you couldn't punish him last night. Yeah. Would if you're Ron, short week, Vegas Raiders, all that?
I'm letting him know that I'm not playing.
Okay.
And the only way you can give this players that you're serious is to put them out.
Mm-hmm.
Put 32 in.
You would bench him to start the Raiders game?
No, I wouldn't bench him. The man just had his best game.
Right.
But I'd make him know, understand, it's 2 weeks in a row.
Gotcha.
Get your head in the game.
Right.
Because that could have cost him the ball game.
Right. Before we run out of time, Rick Doc Walker with us, Super Bowl champion and just a legendary dude, and his, you know, my former broadcast colleague, and we'll always be colleagues, even though we don't get to work together on a day in, day out basis on, Team 980, formerly ESPN 980, and of course, former, Washington Redskins radio network. The defense resurgence, Doc, they've been better on third down. Obviously, the ball control on offense helps, right? They're on the field less, but they've been better on third down. They seemingly are getting just about as good, if not maybe better, pressure without Chase Young, Montez Sweat. Tackling's been better. They had some miscommunication issues on Monday night that hadn't been there the last couple of games. What do you think has led to the overall resurgence?
Well, getting an opportunity and that the guys, again, well-coached, plug and play. You lose two number ones and you get better,
mm-hmm.
that means they're playing within the scheme. And it means the other guys may not have been.
Mm.
And they were running upfield. That was clear. A blind man could see. You don't impress me running upfield, making it easy for the tackle.
Right.
I need you to spin. And they're babies. They're young and they have to develop a repertoire. This is not college. You're not going to just run around somebody. And then big long tackles. Chase made it easy on him. He'll grow from this.
Mm-hmm.
Montez, he'll grow from this. They're seeing this now, and the light will come on.
Guys like Shaka Tony, James Smith Williams, Shaka Tony's been great, right? I mean, in a couple of big spots on
Two Hill. Don't forget Two Hill, man.
Two Hill too.
Grinders.
Yeah.
So you got grinders. I mean, you got John Allen playing the way he's playing.
Yep,
now the baby bull's catching on to it. Mm-hmm. Payne. And the two, Ioannidis flat. Ioannidis, I thought, was the best out of all of them. And now it's clear that John Allen is sitting in the king's chair.
Right.
You know, and Baby Bull's coming up, and Ioannidis may have been injured, but now we're getting him flashing again. And I love Tim Settle. So they have the best depth at the position on the team. They are loaded at DT.
All right. I got this current team, but before we get to there, Raiders this Sunday. Are you feeling good early in the week here on a short week, long trip, Sin City, all that, or are you a little bit nervous?
No, I don't nervous about anything. I just don't want anybody to get hurt in practice.
Yeah.
You know, if nobody breaks a leg or tears a hamstring in practice, they're fine. They can match up with the Raiders. The Raiders are a pressure team. We got tackles. We can swallow them up. What we got to do is not be in third and long.
Mm-hmm.
It's all situational football. It really hasn't changed. They'd like you to think it's changed. It hasn't changed. You hold the ball longer than your opponent, chances are you're going to beat them.
No doubt.
And you convert on third down, chances are you're going to beat them on both sides. Now, they had a miscommunication on one play. Clearly, you put a new player in. That happens. Mm-hmm. That may not happen against the Raiders. D-Jack, they know him. They're going to try to get over the top. 29 is now playing football.
Yes, he is.
And it's so neat to see a guy with his talent struggle so much. Now, payback, and he's coming on like gangbusters. So I like their personnel. I like where they're going. Turner is evolving now, and it's just a matter of keeping the pedal on the metal, man. Don't let up, and don't get arrogant, and play what they're playing. We hog the ball. We convert on third down. I'd love to get over the top a little more. That's a luxury, but they get 10 back. If he gets healthy and doesn't get a setback, that's another weapon. I'm in love with 1, 11, and 17. We got a trio. If 10 can get in there, it only makes it more elusive. And his ability to run the speed plays and jet screens and all the things he brings to the table, that's a new element for us. So now you got to defend that. So if you're the Raiders defense now, you're not happy because we're now developing versatility within the scheme. And we didn't have that 5 weeks ago.
I agree. I agree. Well said. Rick Doc Walker with us. All right, before we let you go, and appreciate you joining us again, make sure you check out Rick's Rick Doc Walker's podcast. Again, on Patreon is how you can subscribe to that. Go check it out. Rick Doc Walker's podcast on Patreon. So let me ask you this. It's been a couple of weeks since I've gotten a chance to talk to you before this. You and I both worked, obviously, with the legendary Sam Huff, part of that broadcast booth, long ago in the glory days of the franchise, Frank, Sonny, and Sam, and then obviously Larry, Sonny, Sam, and so on and so forth. You got a chance to work with him longer. I got 3 or 4 years. Sam, unfortunately, passed away a couple of weeks ago. What is your fondest memory of working with the Hall of Fame linebacker?
His intensity. He was always a linebacker. Yeah. Even in the booth, he was a linebacker. And the stories. I got to get vintage Jim Brown, Jim Taylor, the classic 60s game, 58 game. To have him break that down in detail, talk about his West Virginia day. I enjoy talking football with this guy. And, I'm there with Sonny, Sam, Frank. And, these guys could have easily blew you off. They didn't. They allowed me an opportunity to do what I needed to do. They called our games. So you're in awe. Sonny, these guys are legends and they love the game. And, he was a tribute. He was the first star in America on defense. Hmm. The guy played with Gifford. He's a giant to me.
Yeah.
Cause that's what he did it on the biggest stage in America. And the guy, he was so intense. And he never stopped being a linebacker.
No.
And that's the thing I loved about him. I'll miss him, but I don't want him in pain.
Yeah.
And
he was still feisty as you know what,
He's a linebacker.
Absolutely. Linebacker. And he did not love today's linebackers, even the good ones. He did not love. I don't know if he loved Ali Sherman more or today's linebackers, but he was not happy about any of those people.
No, but London Fletcher made him smile.
Yeah, exactly. Doc, it's been great to catch up with you. We've got to do it again, obviously. It's great to see you. I haven't seen you since, I think, early August in person. But it's always great to run into you. Always great to catch up with you. Thank you.
Yeah, we'd like to get you on the podcast.
Absolutely.
On Friday if we can, because, our deal, I got a Surgeon General disclosure on our deal. We're not for everybody. So be cautious because it's hard, high heat the entire time.
You've always been a bulldog.
Well, no, it's so easy just to be, just tell the truth.
Yeah.
No matter what. Yeah. I didn't create the deal. They did.
Yeah.
But I damn sure know what football is and how to win. And that's something they have not been good at for 21 years.
Yeah.
And so I will never back off that because it's not how much you make. It's winning. And now they're winning again. So thank you for this opportunity.
All right, once again, that is Rick Doc Walker, 1980 Super Bowl champion for the Washington, then Redskins, and just a good all-around dude. And a Bruin, UCLA Bruin. We didn't even get into that. Just so much to cover, and you heard him and his eloquent thoughts on the late and legendary Sam Huff, a broadcast partner for both of us. And, we're going to miss Sam. We're going to miss Sam. There is no doubt about that. Rest in peace, Sam. As well, we will come on back with a couple of voicemails, get to as many as we possibly can right here on LOWFT. Guys, I'm Chris Russell here for our friends at Built Bar. That's right, Built Bar. I'm looking at two right now. You might be able to hear the wrappers. Yeah, absolutely. The Built Bars are just awesome. First, new flavor. The Caramel Almond Delight. It tastes like a caramel apple pie bar, is the best way I could put it. It's so good. And then I have the Ruby Chocolate Built Bar Puffs, which is kind of marshmallowy in texture, if you will. Built Bar is awesome. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. And even better than a candy bar, Built Bar. Again, it's filled with so much holiday goodness, you won't need that piece of pie. You won't need that bowl of ice cream. It's amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs and fat, high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. Again, so many different flavors. We told you about a couple of the new flavors. You don't need to bust down those mall doors and battle all the holiday shoppers and stand in line. Just go to Built.com and you can order a whole bunch of goodness for your family and make Santa Claus very happy as well. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your entire order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, wrapping up this edition of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, my thanks to Rick Doc Walker. Let's get a voicemail in from LP in New Jersey.
Hey, I know you tape Sunday nights for Mondays and Monday nights for Tuesdays and Tuesday nights for Wednesdays, et cetera. And on Wednesday, you pretty much flip the script to the new week. I had to watch the game late on Monday, so I didn't really get a chance to call in. I didn't part of that. But I wanted to say something unconventional that we normally do, you know, all of us that call in as fans and we talk about players and coaches and plays. And I wanted to talk about one quick thing that was my favorite thing about the game yesterday. And I'm sure some fans will agree. My game ball goes to, the Washington football team fan who denied Everett from doing the jump, the leap onto the stands. He leapt up and the dude pushed him right off. Oh man, it was my kid made me rewind it like three times. Really, really, really funny. And one of my favorite parts of the game. It will be unspoken about probably and unheralded, but I wanted to get it in there. I mean, everything else was awesome too, but I could not stop laughing. I just thought it was just great. Kind of our team spirit, right? Pushing back, kind of was the shining light of that. All right, guys, have a great one and, look forward to this push.
All right, thank you very much, LP. And in the interest of time, we're just going to move ahead and let you guys stand on your words. Todd is in Utah. Todd.
Hopefully the thought that is in my head will come out in words. So we'll see how this shakes out down. I've been a Washington fan for years and years and years, decades. And I've always had a level of excitement and like David said, enjoy the moment. I've watched every moment that I get a chance to watch or listen to whatever I can about them and whatnot. And I've enjoyed that over the years, but I have to admit this year has been quite a bit different, and for one main reason. Midway through last year, I discovered this podcast, and suddenly I had a much deeper understanding of actually what was going on with the Redskins. And in some ways it kind of hurt, because I think I just lived kind of the glossy version of being a fan for a long time, without seeing some of the, stuff that goes on in the background. And then Chris introduced me to that. So I was a little grumpy at first. And then I got on board and I've listened to every episode since. And it gives me a deeper understanding of what's going on, but it also leaves me with higher highs and lower lows, depending on how the team is doing. So right now I'm riding a real big high, but I find myself cautiously optimistic, like I'm sure many of our other fans as well. I just wanted to thank you guys for giving me a deeper appreciation for the team, the good and the bad. So thanks for that.
And we wrap up the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast with our pal Mark in Fort Stewart.
But I'm really excited about this Washington football team. I saw something to Taylor Heineke where he didn't really make the big mistakes, and you saw him taking checkdowns and taking what the defense was giving him, and I think that's going to be the future of his success. Also, can we just give a shout out to Shaka Tony? I mean, this was a guy that we didn't know if he was going to make the team or in the preseason, and was small, underrated, but he balled last night. He really did ball, and I'm really glad to see that we have this defense playing as a unit. I know it was a breakdown in coverage. I know that one of your takes, David, was big plays for the Seattle Seahawks. They did make a couple ones. Ben, don't break. That's what we always say. I'm excited to see what this team does against Oakland because, when you kind of get momentum going, that momentum is the driving force for the rest of the season. And we've seen Washington in the past go be a second-half team. So I'm excited to see what we do. Hope J.D. McKissick is get out there. Hopefully he's gets well soon. And go watch the football team. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, LP. Thank you guys for being a part of the show. You know how to get a hold of us. Check us out on Twitter at WrestleMania621, at DHarrison82, at LockWFTPod. That is going to do it for this particular edition of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. We thank you for being a part of the show. We thank you for making us your first listen each and every day. Now make your second listen to Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q, and as well expert analysis from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. For David Harrison, who will return on the next edition solo with a crossover edition of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, I'm Chris Russell. I'll be back later on this week. Of course, you can listen to me Monday through Friday, most days 3 to 7, sometimes a little bit shorter because of play-by-play, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app worldwide, the Team 980 in the Washington, D.C. area, the Washington Football Team's flagship station. And Jay Gruden and Adam Schefter on the show on Tuesday. You may want to go check that out. And David Harrison is covering the Washington Football Team for SI.com's Fan Nation. All right, David will be back on the next edition. I'm Chris Russell. Thanks for being with us. LOWFT.